Welcome to Out of the Closet and
Into the World.
I'm Jace.
I'm Parker.
I'm Cassidy.
Sorry about last week. We kind of had we had some communication errors, I would say.
Yeah.
Communication, life stuff, school stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit got real.
It really did. Oh my God. Okay.
Because what was last week? Was that like the second or third week of school, I think?
Yeah. And there was some stuff going on in our community that was really sad and kind of messy. And
yeah.
But we're healing and it's all good now. So
yes, we are all good.
We're here.
This is episode 3. We can't wait for you guys to hear it, so without further ado, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, so now it's time for Song of the Week, I guess. Does anyone want to start?
I can start.
Okay.
So mine is I Spy by Kyle and Little Yachty. Little Yachty. I've been listening to it all day right now, and jamming to it.
Yeah, my song of choice for this episode is The Man by Taylor Swift off her new album, Lover. It's great. It's, like, talking about, like, sexism and, like, how it seems that you can do anything faster and better if you were a man and not a woman. And I really like the song, even though I am a male, but it slaps. It's good. You should listen to it.
Yeah. My song is Alien Boy by Oliver Tree. This is the song that Jay showed to me, and Jace is dancing in the background right now. It's a great song. I remember hearing it at Jace's car and being like, this slaps. So I've been listening to it nonstop. So yeah.
Awesome.
All right. So for this episode, we decided that we wanted to talk about dating as an LGBT person in high school specifically. I know I've been on a date.
More than me. I haven't never dated anyone in high school. I've had my fair share of crushes, but y'all know, never dated anyone. I've like talked to someone seriously for like 2 months, but nothing came of it because I was ghosted for 5 months after that.
We don't stand that.
So you know who it is too. I'll tell you later, but you know who it is. But yeah, so talking for 2 months, ghosted for 5, started talking again for like 2 weeks, and then ghosted again. And now, like, he acts like we're friends. Which, we are friends, but, like, it's really awkward.
Oh, yeah, I feel that. Like, but I've never had that happen to me, but, like, I feel that. I've dated 2 people in high school. I only really like to count one of them because we don't really stand the first one.
Oh.
We don't. But, yeah, and I did... it was actually my first non-male partner, which is chill. They're non-binary. We love them. Mm-hmm. We dated for like 2 months, and it was pretty chill. But we had to end it due to like mental health. And I know we're going to have an episode about mental health soon, and that's something I really want to talk about, especially in the LGBTQ community, because it's really up there.
For sure.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But Jace, since you went on a date recently...
Did I? When was that?
Didn't you say it was recent?
Did I?
The date was pretty recent.
Kind of, yeah.
Like, within this calendar year.
Yeah, it was.
So, do you want to tell us about that, like, that whole story? If you want, you don't have to.
So, I don't know if we're reading the same story, but I did. So, the car one? Oh, the car one? Last year.
The prepped and
oh,
ready?
Last year. Okay, yeah. So just...
Wait, the prepped and ready, Mr. Krabs?
Yeah, we're not... Listen, I've had so many people message me about prepped and ready, Mr. Krabs. I'm like, this is cyberbullying.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we did talk about that one, didn't we?
Yeah, prepped and ready.
Okay,
and
tell us about...
I had to leave the room because I was laughing. So
oh, yeah. No, it was bad.
So tell us about this most recent one that's happened.
As a trans man who pretty much has exclusively dated girls, I would be open to dating a non-binary person or whatever, but, like, as a presumably straight trans man, it's kind of rough because normally straight girls don't really look at me as anything other than like look at that cute little 12-year-old boy over there. He's so adorable. And then, of course, can't date lesbians because they aren't into dudes. And then bi girls are really like the only option I felt like. But it was really interesting because I actually went on a date with a straight girl.
Ooh. Oh, God.
I went on a date with a straight girl. And she was really awesome.
Shook.
I don't know how much I want to. There's something going on.
Yeah, I know all about this, and I'm trying not to, like, not to laugh.
Oh my god,
like,
really? I love that. But do you...
I guess I just...
Share however much you want, because I don't know this.
Okay, so I'm trying to think, because I don't know if she listens to the podcast. She's really awesome, and I love her. What has happened to me in the past, and it's not only with this person, but there's been, like, a religious conflict with dating a trans person and dating a person that is LGBT. And, like, I totally get it, because there is that whole thing of, like, and it made me really sad, because she said she went to, church camp, and then her pastor was like, being LGBT is a sin, we can't accept them, they're gross, or maybe not in those words, and, but she was messaging me about that. She's like, yeah, no, I'm really conflicted now. I want to be a supporter, and I want to be everything, and I really enjoy you, and you're one of the first trans people I've met, but, like, I don't, and we had that, that was one of the reasons why we decided to, why we decided to stop seeing each other as, like, dates and just continue being friends for a little bit, but, so that's also another topic we can get into, is religion and being LGBT,
yeah.
And with most of the girls I've dated, that's been a huge factor of why we haven't been able to see each other, because with my first girlfriend, and my only girlfriend, her parents refused to let me see her after a few weeks of us dating. And so, yeah, that's been one of the biggest struggles with me dating straight girls, is because they've all had very strong religious backgrounds, and, like, good for them. I can't relate, because personally I don't have a good relationship with God.
Yeah,
but these girls have been so committed to God and loving, and just, like, they're the best. Like, that's why I don't have a problem with people who practice religion, because these people, they glorify God in a way that is, like, actually, like, helpful, and they're, like, they're out there doing things in the community, they're being really awesome, and it just sucks when people around them tell them, like, you can't date this person, or you can't like these people, or you can't support these people because you're a Christian.
Exactly. It's like, there's, like, I now identify as agnostic. It's like, it's not atheism, because atheism to me is, like, saying there's no way in hell that there's some higher power,
mm-hmm.
especially God, quote-unquote.
Yeah.
But agnosticism is, like, there's something up there. I don't know if it's God,
yeah.
but there's something there that's, like, controlling something, or, like, there's something there to look up to in, like, times of need or whatever. I just don't call that God. If you want to call that God, I don't care. We can talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't care. But that's just who I am. And it's like, I don't understand why people who say they're Christian, and to me, all I know about the Bible is God created us, quote unquote, in his image.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you're supposed to love everyone. And if that's true, and you're saying you're sinning because of who you are, then are you saying that God messed up? But you're also turning around and saying God made you who you are,
yeah.
so you deserve to go to hell, but God doesn't want anyone to suffer, and you're supposed to love everyone. That's the exact opposite of what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. And go ahead.
Yeah, and I do want to bring a light, like, usually when Jace tells this story, because he's always like, oh yeah, like, whatever, and I kind of hear this, it brought the story to a new light. And it does bring, like, religion into it. Because, like, I don't know where I am with religion. Just went to church yesterday.
Proud of you.
But I also, like, don't really know where I am with religion. And personally, I think religion is a beautiful thing most of the time.
Because mm-hmm.
there's always some people who abuse it.
Yeah.
And just use it to hate.
Mm-hmm.
But it's supposed to be used to love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I like. Because I don't know where my church stands with LGBTQ issues.
Yeah.
But I know I have a lot of people who love me there. And I think Christianity and most other religions are about love.
Mm-hmm.
But just some people just don't.
Yeah, they would like to twist the words.
Yeah.
And it really sucks because, again, you see these people who are so devoted to their religion. And I remember this girl came home and she was like, I want to be so, like, I love God. I want to be so close with him. And I want that relationship to keep building and building and building on itself. But what if this one little part of me, she's not even LGBT. She is an ally. She is she's the sweetest person I've ever met. And the fact that she came to me and she was like, I don't know what the Bible says about being transgender. And I don't know if I can be with someone who is like that, because what if? And the fact that, like,
that's like heartbreaking that someone has to question, oh, am I allowed to love this person because some book written thousands and thousands of years ago says so. That's ridiculous to me.
And like, that's been that. And so that's been most of my dating stories, has been me trying to, for some reason, I think it's because they like love something so passionately. And I love that about someone when they're able to like transcend above everything and be like, I'm so incredibly passionate about this. And this is what I'm dedicating my life to. And
it's
but, like,
so powerful.
Yeah, it is. And it's really, I wish I had that relationship with God. And I've just, it has, my experience with the church and my experience with everything has like hindered me from it. But this has turned from dating stories to more like, do I love God? Does God love me? Are we real?
You can do a little bit of that and be like, tune in next week.
Is this the real life? Is this just I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
I love that. But like, go ahead.
Yeah, no, like for me, like dating isn't even like, going back to the whole like dating thing. To me, like, Jason and I are seniors. Cassidy's a sophomore. Sorry, girl, you got 2 more years of hell. Good luck with that.
I'm out of here next year.
Thank God.
Out of the
clock. Oh my God.
Bro, speaking of dating and going to college, we're going to try to date so many people in college because I've been so hindered by my house because no one knows how to like react to me anymore. And like, I'm only allowed to have sleepovers with girls. So now I have to go through background check after background check with my mom every time a girl comes over.
Be like, okay, are you dating her?
It's bad.
But like, I don't know. I'm a senior. If I date someone in high school, I'm going to be with them for not even a year.
Yeah.
Like a school year maybe, but that's what, 8 months or something like that. Something super short. But then like, if they're a senior, the likelihood that we're both going to the same school is slim to none because I have unrealistic dreams, but we're going to try. But the likelihood of us going to the same college, slim to none. And if we do, I doubt that I'm going to be in the same programs that they are going to be in. Yeah. But like, and I don't want to start something that I know I'm going to have to end eventually, because I'm not going to be one of those like high school relationships that's like, no, we're going to be together forever. And even once I go to college, like we'll still talk. And like, I'm not going to make a promise that I know I can't keep.
Yeah.
So it's like when I go to college, that's where I'm going to have my experiences, because like, I don't know, if you can find someone in high school that you can be with for like through college, good for you. Mm-hmm. But because I don't see myself going in state, like
I agree.
I really want to go to Purdue. It's a great school for engineering and that's what I want to do. But like, I want to go out of state. I want a new experience. And I want to go to I don't know. But
I've been in Indiana for so long. I want to get out. And I
17 years and I haven't been in a different state for more than a week. So it's like, I want to get out, experience it for 4 years, see if I like it. And then if I like it, stay there. And if not, go somewhere else. Because that's me. But anyway, like in college, that's where I see myself like getting a first boyfriend and staying with them for more than a year or something. Like, having milestones is like college, and it's not like I'm only going to college to date people and that stuff. Like, I'm going for an education with the hopes of finding someone.
Yeah,
I just read a book about all this. This is written. If y'all have ever read Simon versus the Homo Sapiens and Genetics,
yes, I
great
love that
book. The second one, Leon and the Offbeat, is literally just about that. Like, it's about like, because Simon and his boyfriend go off to college, and they end up like going to separate colleges, and they make it a whole thing. But then like the other relationship in the book, it's a girl and a guy, and they're going to separate colleges, and they break up because of it, and it's a whole mess. It ends up being two bi girls getting together, and it's a good book, but that just reminded me of that.
Yeah.
So I want to go to college. I don't want to be. I literally just want to go to college. I don't want to.
I've had senior artists in sophomore year.
Same.
No, Jason, you guys don't know what I'm just talking.
Yeah.
There's this dude, I love Jason. I really hope you get the guest soon.
That'd be cool. I think it'd be cool to have him. We can talk about it later.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's posting a whole bunch of, like, stuff from college.
Oh,
you're giving me senior artists in sophomore year. Stop.
I have wanted to go to college my entire life.
Yeah,
like, I've always been this is going to sound so cocky, and I don't mean it this way, I promise, but I've always been, like, I'm 10 years older than my given age.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now I've kind of slowed down. Like, my maturity reached its
yeah.
peak when I was probably, like, 12, and I'm
yeah.
catching up. Like, my physical age is approaching my mental age.
Yeah, there we go.
And it's like, I don't know, I've wanted to go to college for so long, but also, and like, I tell my parents this and tell everyone, I'm like, I cannot wait till I turn 18, so I'm legal. But then once I turn 18, what's, like, nothing's going to change. Nothing
yeah.
changed for me turning 15 to 16, except I could legally drive. I didn't when I turned 16, but like,
yeah,
I do now, but it's like,
yeah,
I've wanted to grow up forever.
Oh yeah, me too. I turn 18 in a few days, and let me tell you, it's a weird feeling because I still feel like I'm a child.
Yeah, same.
And I'm like, I can barely hold a bar of soap without asking, like, what do I do with this?
Yeah. There's so much that I don't know. And that's what's so scary, is you don't know what you don't know until you're thrust out into the world by yourself.
Oh yeah, no. I want somebody to put me just in the, because I want to go out of state too. So that means I was thinking about this.
Not going to know anyone. No, where nothing is. You're just going to be all alone and just like chilling. I'm just like, well,
I'm so excited to do that because, like, I have mild social anxiety.
Same.
And kind of bad anxiety in general. And so, Cassidy, me too. But, that just, like, it's almost anxiety relieving to go and think,
mm-hmm.
like, I'm going to go to a place and no one's going to know who I am.
Exactly. You have to build your own reputation.
I can be anyone to them. No one knows that I was an anime character.
No one knows I used to pretend to be a wall.
Trapped in your
again, these are things that I get messaged about every week. They're like,
I can't. They're going to find the podcast.
I know. I'm using this in my college applications.
Oh, that'd be fun. That's probably
like,
a good idea.
That's what I'm going to try. I mean, like,
imagine
no one.
Imagine if, like, you and Jace are the same college and they're like, so you're the prepped and ready.
So you're prepped and ready and you're the. Yeah.
I don't get into college.
They're like, so.
Really good. Other than, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, we listened to one episode and you happen to reference this. What does this mean? Please explain. And you just have to explain. Oh, God, that'd be horrible. But yeah.
I don't know. That's one.
It's like when you're thrown into a situation
yeah.
where you can't escape for a year.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I have to deal with, I can't just hide from it because then
yeah.
I'm going to get isolated. I'm going to get depressed and it's going to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to, we're going to have to throw ourselves into the deep end of like, well, here goes nothing. We have to
yeah.
put ourselves out there and we're just going to have to see what happens. But
that's kind of how I do things in general. I'm a super impulsive person.
Can't relate.
I'm like, I'm just incredibly impulsive. Someone will be like, hey, yo, I'm kind of bored. I'm like, dude, let's go right now. We're going to go to Broad Ripple. We're going to go on an adventure. We're going to drive for 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
I need to text you more. That sounds fun.
Bro, I went to Taco Bell with my brother yesterday at 3 o'clock for no reason. And then we got free Cinnabon things. I was like,
3 a.m.?
Oh, p.m., no.
Okay,
like
I was like, damn.
It's like same.
No, but it's like, I wish I did that. Because now, last year, I was like, I don't care about anything. I'm not going to try. And my GPA, it didn't tank. I'm like, I still have a decent GPA. But it's like, I want to get it up higher. And so this year, I'm like, cranking out everything, like trying to do my best and everything. And it's like, that shouldn't be the case. It should be like, oh, I should have tried all 4 years. And it was like, freshman year, I tried sophomore year. I was like, shaky. Junior, I was like, okay, I can't do this. I have senioritis. And now
yeah.
I'm like, oh, what's senioritis? Don't know her.
That's it. See it. Last year was a rough time for me, and there was, because I did the IB program for a little bit.
RIP.
Which was,
I'm so sorry for you.
Yeah, they amped it up this year, which is also wild.
Oh my God, your
they
story.
They made it harder for the juniors, and I was like,
why?
There's only four kids doing the full diploma.
Well, I wonder why. It's literally the course track from hell.
It
That's
really
why
is.
I'm doing capstone,
yeah.
which is like, if IB is like top tier, take a step, like a half step down in your
yeah.
capstone.
No,
and it's smart. Two classes and that's it. Capstone is so easy. Literally junior year, take AP seminar. Senior year, research.
Like all my friends are like, oh, I'm in honors, blank, 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 blank. I'm like, I'm in honors English. I'm in an advanced band. Like,
that's it. Like, all
I
my friends
that.
Are like,
yeah.
like, I'm doing IB. And I'm like, wow, you're dumb. I'm not doing that.
I'm not going to kill myself.
Yeah.
But.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, and then bringing it back to like dating in high school. Sorry.
This episode's kind of weird.
Yeah, we're gonna touch on everything. But dating in high school as an LGBT person, I know one thing that you guys can weigh in on it. One thing that bothers me a lot is that people use GSAs as a dating.
Oh. Yeah, that's so true. Especially, like, I don't know how bad it was last year, because I don't know if I've talked about it in here, but I've talked to you about it. Last year, I, like, stopped going to GSA. Not because I didn't like it. It was kind of just, like, it felt kind of disorganized because Leah, was that her name? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did such a good job freshman year.
Oh, yeah, no.
And then, like, were you president last year?
I was vice president.
Who was president? Whitney?
Whitney.
Who was president our sophomore year? Was it still Leah?
No, it was Caitlin.
Caitlin?
I don't think she was very quiet. There were only like 10 people in that club at that point.
Oh, I remember. No. I remember sophomore year because that's when we went to Pride.
Yeah.
And
Caitlin was great. She brought a whole group of us to Pride.
Was that her name?
Bring us to Pride this year, Jace.
I will.
Do us.
Anyway.
Yeah.
She did great. Leah did great.
Catherine, that was her name.
Catherine,
I
yeah.
I think it was Caitlin.
Catherine. Leah did great. Catherine did great. And, like, Whitney did a good job, but it was a really hard group to manage.
Yeah, no, because you had very loud kids.
I remember our first meeting, or when Urban came in. Do you remember that? Or was that sophomore year?
That was sophomore year.
That kind of, I was like, okay, if this person, like...
Yeah, I'm actually good friends with that person who actually said those things.
I haven't talked to them since, and if you're listening, which you might be, reach out.
Don't worry, I'm confused too. I'm just kind of sitting here. I'm like,
yeah.
I was in eighth grade at this time.
No, you were a freshman.
You were a freshman.
Wait, okay,
no.
This was last year.
Oh,
no, 2 years ago. You were in eighth grade. Yeah. But like, I don't know this person.
Young.
If you're listening, reach out to me and we can like talk. But that kind of, I was really offset by that, and I was like,
I'm actually okay friends with her, so she hasn't gone back to GSA because of that, because she was so mortified
by
that. Yeah, because she felt bad. She felt terrible about that. And she's like a completely different person. I love her. She's one of my best friends.
Yeah.
She's
but really like, engaged. Yeah, I'll have to talk to her, but I don't know if I ever will. Like, but if you're out there, reach out to me. I will seriously, like, I will call you. We can talk about it or whatever, but That was really off-putting to me. I was like, okay, if, like, because I know what I believe and I know how I put it out there. And, like, my great, like, our class is very similar. Like, at least our, like, our GSA class is very similar in how we, like, express our views. And I was like, sorry, Kelsey has to call her mom. You're good. We can keep going. You're good. And so, like, I was like, if this is what the younger classes are like, I don't know if I really want to stay. So I stayed through the rest of sophomore year, and I was like, junior, okay, they're older, they're going to get a little rowdier. And so I went to the first couple meetings, and I was like, you know, and I got so overwhelmed with school too, because last year it was like, I basically was taking a flex schedule without the flexes last year.
Yeah.
So I was like, I can't do this. It was too challenging.
Yeah.
So I'm good. And so, I don't know, it was like, it wasn't a thing to where I was like, I want to actively be going.
Yeah.
But this year, like, I'm going to try and go to all the meetings. I want to be a huge voice. Like, I know I'm not a chair member. Like, I'm not president or VP. But, like, I feel like with this, it's like.
Yeah, no, for sure. And that, like, as president of GSA, like, I was frustrated last. We had so many people show up.
We had the biggest number last year.
Yeah, 56 people showed up to our first call-up meeting. That was, we beat Leah. I call her Leah every time. We beat Leah. She was the lesbian goddess. I loved her.
She was amazing. I like immediately became friends with her. At least I like to think I became friends with her because I loved her so much. I was like,
talk to her. She was too pretty.
This woman is gorgeous and smart, and I want to be best friends with her.
Oh yeah.
But I don't know. GSA will be better this year because I trust that you'll be able to control children.
I really hope so.
I can, because that's all I do in marching band. So. Love that for me.
Well, I don't know about y'all, but I was really confused. I might take that out of the episode because no one knew what was going on there, by the way.
Oh.
Just making that clear. I had no idea what y'all were talking about that whole time.
Oh, yeah.
So listeners might be a little confused.
It's all good. So basically, moral of the story is, how do you guys feel about people using GSA as like a dating pool?
I'm not a fan. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want to, that's like good for you. If that's your way of finding someone, that's great. But to me, I see GSA as a way of like an activism club and not a social hangout, which I feel like it's turning into more of that now. Not that that's a bad thing,
yeah.
But it's like Gender Sexuality Alliance. It's we're trying to work to better stuff, and we do that to an
mm-hmm.
extent here. But it's turning more into a social hangout time, and no one is like taking it seriously.
Yeah. From what? So go ahead.
Like, there's pros and cons to that, in my opinion, because like congregation. I'm sorry, I had to make a pun.
Oh my god.
You got that.
Jesus Christ.
Bye guys.
Go for it.
But like I think it is cool to have a place for queer kids to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
it also should be more than that. Like you shouldn't just go to GSA to be like, that person's hot, I'm gonna date them and just like be PDAing it up.
Oh my
the
god,
entire.
There's a straight couple that came in once and started making out in the back of the room. We were like, bro, do you know what club you're in?
Yeah, like.
Yeah, well, because like I think that, like, if you go into GSA, meet someone, and then date outside of GSA,
that's fine.
That's totally cool, and honestly, that's probably what's gonna happen to me because
mm-hmm.
I need to find a girlfriend. Whoop, moods.
I feel it so hard.
But, like, you shouldn't just go to GSA to just...
Yeah, the intent...
You gotta, like, spread
I think that's
gay.
What... Because that's what I did my freshman year. I'm like, I'm gonna find a girl... I didn't even find any of my girlfriends at GSA. Let me just say that really fast. Most gay people don't go to GSA. Like, the majority...
Yeah.
The majority of us don't go to GSA. You're gonna find a lot more people outside of it. And, in fact,
yeah.
some of the people inside of it...
Like, are wild.
They're wild. The people... And that's one. That's why I wanted to become president this year of, and why I've like wanted to take the leadership role is because I think that there is a, it's okay for a little bit to kind of go
mm-hmm.
through that phase of like, I'm so gay, everything's gay, I love it.
Yeah,
it's, it,
me
like,
freshman year, I
yeah,
was like,
no.
I'm going to get a rainbow flag, rainbow suspenders, rainbow
yeah.
Converse. And like, that's great. You do you if
you
want
right
to like... If
yeah.
when you're blasting it, that's like everyone knows that. Everyone's like,
yeah.
you come out, you wait a while, and then you blast
yeah,
it everywhere.
It's like you're waiting. And that's kind of like
mm-hmm.
literally, that was me my junior year when I came out as trans. I had been holding all this in
exactly.
for so long, and then all of a sudden, I was like, I need to tell everyone, and everyone needs to know. And
everybody.
Year,
like this random ass stranger that I could be walking next to, I'm like, hey, by the way, did you know I'm gay?
Yeah.
It's like it explodes out of you at such an intense rate. You're like, oh my god, what's going on?
Yeah.
But then you mature and you're like, oh shit, gotta reel that back in. Like
mm-hmm.
that's great. Everyone has to go through that. Like that's just a thing
yeah,
everyone has
that
to
was
do.
Over the summer,
yeah.
especially, and all at the beginning of the year. Now I'm just like, all right, I need to be a little less gay
mm-hmm.
right now.
And that is what we need at like GSA, and I think
yeah.
that's what you're gonna say is it's like
yeah.
that is what the point of GSA is.
Yeah,
to,
the point of GSA is to kind of like it's to what I work to provide for the kids that walk in through those doors is that they have a place where they can come and they can let all that out. They can just
mm-hmm.
scream into the void, be like, this sucks. My parents suck. I hate school. I can't stand this. And then say like, okay, here's how we take that and vent that in a
channel
it.
Exactly.
This is how we're going to help you through this.
Mm-hmm.
And you give them resources and you give them ways to vent that. You just it like, and then if they find friends there that also support them, that's amazing. I also
yeah.
support that completely. And from what I have said, what I've figured out through my 2 years in a leadership position, because I was vice president last year and
mm-hmm.
I'm president this year, most of the kids unfortunately will come for the hangout zone.
Exactly.
Because they don't have, they don't.
It doesn't exist
else.
Anywhere else for them.
Yeah. And so I think that's why I feel like I want to eventually like make it so that we have one group, a small group who's like politically active, who
mm-hmm.
is in the community doing those projects and just out there being activists. And then the other group that comes
to hang
find,
out.
Yeah, because that's also important. That is so important.
Exactly. You need to have a safe space.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have that, using GSA is great.
Oh, yeah.
But also we need to have the, like, you're active in the community, you're doing stuff to help, because that was why GSA started.
Yeah. It was there to be an education spot for people who didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Exactly. And, like, I don't know, but when is the GSA call out again?
It's this Thursday.
This Thursday. Okay, so this episode will be... This comes out Wednesday.
The day before.
Oh.
So the day that you're listening to it, The GSA call-out is tomorrow.
For anybody who goes to our school.
Anybody. Yeah. Anybody. So.
Literally, I think we did the club call-out meeting today for the freshmen.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. These boys were so. I'm like, you want a sticker? Like, you can take it. And they're like, no thanks. I'm gay. I'm like, homie, neither am I. I run the club and I'm a straight white man. Yeah, granted, I'm trans, but like.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you can't have a Pride Heart sticker.
Yeah,
but
I
don't know. It's crazy.
When I remember being a freshman and seeing you and Whitney, was it?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It was Whitney, because I didn't really go to GSA last year. But I guess this was like before I was like even hardcore questioning. They're like, you want a heart sticker? I was like, yeah.
Yes, I want one, please.
I put it on my binder, I think. I think it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
My binder.
I
know. But that feels like a good place to stop for this week. We're right at around 30 minutes.
So we got off topic a little bit, but it's all right.
It's fine. This week was kind of a mess trying to organize when we're doing this, what we're going to talk about.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
Next episode is going to be better. We promise. We know what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah.
And we can share. So just like every episode, we thank you guys for listening. We're sorry about the crazy confusion that was last week. We should be back on our normal one episode a week schedule.
Yep.
Wednesdays at 7 a.m.
Yeah,
7 a.m. releases. We hope that you guys continue to listen, and hopefully in the future we will be able to bring in more guests and we can get different input from the community. And we hope, if you're listening to this, we hope that you guys will come to the GSA call out tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we can't wait. We can't wait. But again, thank you guys for listening. Check the description of this episode and we'll link our Twitter, our Instagram, our email if you want to reach out. And then I guess we can also link personal stuff if you want to reach out to any one of us individually. If you have different questions about anything, we are available. And my job this week, because I don't have to edit this episode because we recorded it smart this week, I don't have to do any editing, thank God. I'm going to be constructing a Spotify and Apple Music playlist, because we saw that most of you guys listen to these on Spotify. And if you want to start listening to our Song of the Week recommendations, I'm going to try and build a Spotify playlist of our Song of the Weeks so that you guys can go in and listen to those, tell us what you like, give us feedback, and you guys can even start sending in Song of the Week or songs that you like, and we can check them out and we can share them. But as we go through and record more, we'll get better at what we're going to talk about, our flow, and what all we can add. But reach out to us. Reach out to the podcast Instagram, the podcast Twitter, us individually. No matter how you contact us, we will find a way to contact you back. We promise. We'll do our best. But like I said, we all are high school students. We all have work, like high school work. Two of us are in marching band, Cassidy and I. So.
I have a job.
And Jace has a job. I also have a job. So it's like our schedules are cramped, but we will do our best to fit you in and talk to you. And if you see us in school, feel free to stop us and talk to us unless we look like we're losing our minds, crazy busy, or trying to get to a class. But
I swear.
If I have headphones, then don't talk to me. So I'm just like, don't.
I will talk to anyone. I just have resting bitch face sometimes.
Same. Like if you see me walking alone in the hallway, which is rare now. It's I have my AirPods in and I'm not talking to anyone, but
rich. We don't speak broke.
AirPod gang.
Yeah.
But seriously, don't feel afraid to walk up and talk to us in the hallways. We are here for you guys. It's why we wanted to start this in the first place. But we are here for you guys. Come to the GSA call meeting tomorrow and we will see you next week.
Heck yeah. See ya.
Bye guys.
Peace out.